Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Saturday afternoon, 1:53 p.m., the Eureka Police Department responded to the 1100 block of G Street, where several citizens report a male subject had fired several shots from an unknown type of firearm. Officers searched the area, and they located evidence of the shooting that will undergo forensic analysis. Officers were unable to locate a victim of the shooting, however. The incident remains under investigation. Friday morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was notified of an armed robbery that occurred at the 76 gas station located at the corner of Reeser Road and Central Avenue, McKinleyville. The lone male subject pointed a black semi-auto handgun at the clerk and demanded money. He got the money and he fled the store. The clerk was shaken up but not injured. There's a video of the robbery which was obtained by the deputy. Subject is described as a white male adult with dark hair wearing a gray or tan sweatshirt, blue jeans, and white sneakers. He was seen with a white mask and white gloves. He was also carrying a backpack. He was last seen running south of the store. NOAA, as well as the California Emergency Management Agency, will conduct a test of the tsunami warning communication system this Wednesday between 11 a.m. to noon Pacific Daylight Time. It will be in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties. The emergency test will be broadcast on the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, local television, and radio stations. Residents in some communities may hear warning sirens. To avoid confusion with an actual alert, the test will be canceled if there is excessive seismic activity 24 hours prior to the test. Many television systems are programmed to scroll a standard emergency alert text message, and in some cases, the message may not contain the word test. An audio message will say that the message is only a test, but if the volume is turned down or otherwise unheard, viewers may not realize that the message is a test. People monitoring the test in coastal areas who do not receive it are asked to inform the local National Weather Service office. The Lower Trinity and Mad River Ranger Districts on the Six Rivers National Forest, they're accepting applications for crew members for the Youth Conservation Corps program. The program is 8 weeks from June 25th to August 17th. Applications for the Lower Trinity crew are available at the Hoopaw Valley High School, Dream Quest Teen and Youth Center in Willow Creek, and the Lower Trinity Ranger Station. More KINS News. It's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet, artistic license, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
For this segment of our community, we're focusing on the large amount of cash that's often found and seized at marijuana grow operations. We talked with Sergeant Wayne Hansen from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, what happens on that, like $430,000 plus the money that we've find in his bank accounts, it becomes a separate issue. You have your criminal issue that he's charged with the cultivation of marijuana, and then it becomes a civil issue. The gentleman served asset forfeiture paperwork saying we seized this X amount of money from you. You have a right to file a claim that we seized it. Then he has to go to court to prove where the money came from. And then the district attorney's office will be on court saying, no, it's drug proceeds. And then once it's all settled, it's distributed between the agencies that participated in the seizure.
In next month's community segment, we are going to be focusing on gas prices. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has been advised by several county residents of phone calls made to them from individuals claiming to be from the Sheriff's Office requesting donations. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office does not attempt to solicit money for or from anyone. Anytime an unknown person requests that you send money via Western Union, left at your doorstep, deposited electronically, or mailed to your home, you should be suspicious of that person. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.